Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. Very excited about having our good friend David Adler back on the show. David E. Adler is the author of Snap Judgment, a book I've been telling you about for a long time. He's the contributing editor to Financial Planning magazine. He's also a producer of PBS documentaries. He is the author of an article that the Fiscal Times published called China Setting the Rules for Capital Markets, and he's joining us now from London, England. And I'm assuming he was, you know, he must be over there because he was invited to the wedding. David Adler, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, good to be back. No, as you know, I was not invited to the wedding.
I didn't see, I thought I saw you in the cathedral there, back behind the Queen there somewhere.
No, that was Fergie's daughter with that strange hat.
Oh yeah, that was her. Okay, I thought I was my mistake there. Hey, David, thanks for joining us. Thanks for being with us all the way over there in London. I want to read this first paragraph in your article that you wrote for the Fiscal Times. And folks, this is what I want to get Dave to comment on this. In the late 1980s, economic development was dominated by the Washington Consensus, which was embraced by the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, and much of the economics profession. It held that free market policies in trade, finance, and exchange rates, coupled with strong property rights and the rule of law, were the key to growth. Sounds familiar, right, folks? David, you say this is no longer anywhere near the consensus today, at least outside the U.S. What happened?
Well, in a nutshell, the rise of China and sometimes we call it Chindia, India, Brazil, South Africa, Turkey. The basic idea is, though it may sound unbelievable, before we believe you've got to be a democratic country with free trade rights, rule of law, et cetera, and you will grow and grow
Where contracts mean something.
Yeah, contracts mean something, but more importantly, you just don't have tariffs. More free trade is for the good. Actually, this idea originally came from England during its heyday. And so that was called the Washington Consensus. That was the belief of how you need to grow an economy. And probably most of our listeners still would think, well, wait a minute, don't you need to have a free government, free trade, et cetera,
and rule of law. I mean, liberty finds its enforcement in the rule of law, doesn't it? And you can't have entrepreneurship and true economic growth, as far as I'm concerned, without liberty.
That's true, but even though, I mean, liberty and the rule of law is important, and free governments are important, and also free trade is important, the rise of these other countries show, hey, wait a minute, there might be another way to go. It's not a way we should follow, but rather it's a way we need to do something about. That's where I'm going with my article.
Mm-hmm.
So the basic idea most people have is, well, this cannot be. It cannot be possible that other countries are growing without following the American model.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, they are growing.
Well, I've said for a long time that the desire for self-determination and liberty, as it gives rise to entrepreneurship, was going to have more of a positive impact and manifestation on China long before, maybe generations before, democracy takes hold in China. What do you think about that?
I think it's true, and I think it could lead to democracy. But where I'm going with the article is China is doing something right now, and we'll get back to this in the next session of your broadcast. China is doing something right now, which is actually damaging to the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
and just sort of hoping for the best and hoping entrepreneurs take over.
But I want to talk about that in a minute. But what are the other countries? What's the IMF, the World Bank? What are those guys doing? Are they bailing out on the U.S. Values, or is this the shiny new object? What do you think?
I think it's kind of trendy to trash the U.S.
So it is the shiny object then?
Yeah, you have to take it with a grain of salt, what they're saying. But it's still interesting to look at what they're saying about other countries. And Where they're going is a subtle idea. It's that their basic idea, believe it or not, is that free trade and free flow of capital, which we always think is the best, in certain circumstances, is not. And we'll get to it in the next session that China is doing some deceptive things which are damaging to U.S. trade.
Well, and as you know, folks, in support of what David said, as we've talked about in the last couple of weeks or so, the International Monetary Fund, the IMF fired a shot across our bow by saying that was it 2018, that the United States would no longer be the top super economy in the world, that China would surpass us. And so that was a shot at the same week that the S&P threatened the potential downgrade of our credit in a couple of years. And so last week or so, from an economic standpoint, it's been a tough week for America. And is Japan taking advantage of that? We're going to see what David has to say about that. After these messages, David Adler is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm with you. At least the mystery is
gone. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.